Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Tuesday, one and all. Hope you're well. Your team today, yes, he has returned. We've not seen this man for the past six episodes, although he has been paid in advance for two. He left and ran with all of our money. Joe Smith is still in America, so sitting over in his place, it's Dom, everybody! Speak, it's a pod.
Hello. I forget sometimes it's audio as well.
What about your first sentences back to the sloppiest listeners?
I know that some people don't care for me, but the people who do care for me, I do read all the comments. They either hurt me tragically, or they lift me up from the abyss that is my life. Thank you.
Keep that in mind when you're slagging him off.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't get this Dom train. I don't get this Dom hype. Go fuck yourself.
Ethan James!
Oh, yes, yes. Hello, I am here. I'll do the job of Joe Smith for this one, McGrath.
Yeah.
Not only... does your cap have a sunflower on?
Nice.
You're dressed as a sunflower. Your hat is yellow with the sunflower on, and then you're wearing a brown shirt that looks like the centre of a sunflower.
That's true, but also very good Joe Smith observation that he would have done.
He would have definitely picked me up on my sunflower cap, which I quite like.
It's quite cute.
I'm buying more caps these days, by the way. I'm wearing caps these days. You know,
I know from the comments.
My shit hairline.
Yeah.
And the fact that people can't hack that, I've got bad hairline, so then when I cover it up, they can't hack that either.
I think they want you to accept your hairline. You know what it is? They think that you're covering up the hairline because you're insecure about your hairline, which I don't know.
Mate,
you could be.
I've been going back and forth on WhatsApp with a gentleman in Turkey.
Well then.
They've told me I can wear bucket hats.
So you are insecure about it.
Slightly. I want to do something about it.
So you're insecure about it.
Is that what insecure means?
Well, if you weren't insecure about it, you probably wouldn't do anything about it. Like, I've got a beard because of my disfigured neck.
So you wouldn't have that beard?
No, if I had a normal neck, no. I used to wear scarves all the time. But people were like, why are you wearing a scarf in summer?
You can't want to change anything about being insecure about it.
No. But would you...
Really?
I suppose insecurity is like you're constantly kind of thinking about what other people perceive your hairline to be.
Oh, it's an interesting job because you've got to... he's not, yeah. Even cut to him there. I can't... let this comedy podcast be taken over by people who just can't stop staring at my head.
I think what they want is to you to say, to admit that you're going to sort your hair out and you know it's bad and you're insecure about it.
Dom, we've been sponsored by a hair loss company in the past.
Oh.
I have previously said I will go to Turkey.
Okay.
I don't know what else they want me to say.
I'll say it to them. He's a little bit insecure about his hairline. That's why he wears the hats.
I wonder, did the year and a half sponsorship by a hair loss company not already make that obvious?
No, because they're idiots. They wouldn't be making
those
comments.
How are idiots? We did an advert for suns.co.uk.
Not the sponsor.
I've got a shit hairline and it's bad.
The comment is on your hat, not the sponsor, you tit.
No, but how are they that thick that they can't see that I was insecure about it? I purposely reached out to suns.co.uk to get some free stuff.
Are they... More simply, they might be trolling you to get a reaction. And you know what? They've got one.
And look at Ethan, he gets away with fucking murder.
What does he do?
I haven't murdered anyone. What are you suggesting? What have I done wrong?
I could easily see you being in one of those American shows though, where Piers Morgan's like interviewing you through the glass and he goes, and shows you a picture of your mum and goes, why did you kill her, Ethan?
No.
Why did you kill her?
No, not for me. Not for me.
Four minutes in.
Yeah.
Dom, you've been away for a bit.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, mate?
I had the mumps.
Oh, yeah. So, the first time you called off the recording, you had a disease.
Yeah.
The mumps, which is a disease that was very popular in the past.
Sounds like a Roald Dahl book, doesn't it?
Wasn't it contagious as well, the mumps?
Yeah, it was highly contagious. So, I didn't...
But what did my thing?
I didn't come in.
You were on a set the next day.
Well, I didn't...
And you had the cheek to put up a logo... A photograph, sorry, of the logo Universal.
Yeah, I did.
On your Instagram.
Yeah, I did.
The day after, you couldn't come into us because you had this extremely contagious
but
disease.
Do you know what that was about? I had more respect for you guys than I did for Universal Studios.
Fuck off. What did you film there?
What does that say
what
to you?
What did you film there?
Oh, it's a secret.
I've been telling everyone you're in the new Harry Potter.
Well, look, those pictures, what I sent you, look like I'm in the new Harry Potter.
Well, it's too small for Hagrid. Maybe a goblin of sorts.
Hagrid's already been sorted. Nick Frost is Hagrid.
Yeah,
but I thought if Nick Frost had gone on a few, say he's a stag do, you'd be there.
Well, let me put it this way. Do you think that an actor that's been acting for on and off for 10 years, who's done like one single stage show, been in one kids' TV show for one episode, would suddenly land a plum role on Harry Potter? Out of the blue.
It's a possibility.
If you were doing a plum role, I could see you as like a plum on a tree or something, if that's what you're looking for.
James and the Giant Plum.
Let me just say there was wires involved.
Could be a plum.
So I was floating.
You were floating. Fucking hell, strong wires.
They were unbelievably painful.
So let me get this straight. You're, whatever this mystery project is, you're in the air.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. On a broom.
Could be on a broom.
Could be.
You give it away.
What other characters are in Harry Potter when they're walking up the stairs?
Walking up the stairs?
What's your ask about Harry Potter?
Death Eaters. The stairs all move about and they walk up the stairs.
Ghosts! Are you a ghost? Are you really? Is it Universal that's doing Harry Potter? I don't think it is.
No, it's not.
Max. But you were floating. So how does whatever project it was, how do they help you float?
So they put the harness on your crotch.
Do they say something like, you like it, do you?
There was many, many jokes about, watch your nuts, lads. Oh, I'll know you're in pain if you do a squeaky voice. Your nuts aren't hurting, are they, lads? Oh, better be careful, because you won't be able to have children if we do it too tight all day long for about 10 hours. But no, they've got a big rig, and they have to put you in a harness, and then, I'm going to ignore that, and then put clippers around you, and then some other dude is just lifting you up on a rope. So if you fucks
got a big
up,
rig?
You just
Who's
fall
big
down.
Rig?
Would you shut up? It's one of the people, one of the crew.
How many different little things are clipped to you?
Two. So it's two wires either side. You put your arms in front and they lift you. And let me tell you, I was just like, everyone's harnesses. Everyone's Spider-Man and Superman and stuff. They all do it for 12 hours a day or whatnot. It can't be that bad. It feels like, you know those torture devices in the past that are just like a wooden kind of V, like a bench. You know those posts? Like going up your fucking crotch.
What, were you allowed to wear any padding?
Yeah, they were like, do you want to put padding on? I was like, no, because in the rehearsal, it was fine. Because they put a different harness on me. But in this one, I said, no, it's fine, I'll be a man. But and I was, when they put me up, I was like, I've made a terrible, terrible mistake.
Did you have
mistake.
Any lines up there?
No. But and then after about 5 hours, it was so hot in the studio, I passed out.
What, in midair?
Yeah. Because they were like, Dom, can you lean forward and move about a bit spectrally? And I moved forward and my head went and I was like, oh fuck. And the pain was so intense, I was like, You're gonna have to get me down. And I thought, I'm gonna get cut again. And they were like, no, we've got everything we need. We've got everything we need.
It's just not your day, is it?
No.
Did good catering?
No. That sounds so bad.
Big Boy should have had good catering.
No, it was like boxed stuff. Which is lovely, but it wasn't a big van on my day. So it was like boxed like jerk chicken, which was fine. Salmon and stuff. It's lovely. It's free food. But I drank too much coffee as well. So it was so hot. I had cramp all over my body. I think I drank the night before as well with Shannon. And in the bed. Because she was like...
You're drinking in bed?
Yeah, on a sofa bed with Shannon with no sheets on. Because she was like, oh...
She was just sort of booze on a sofa bed... Together
with,
doing what?
With Escogita as well. Well,
you some fun. Sort of. No, it's your shoe. So you've got like two ladies either side of you drinking. It's like some sort of like a rapper's music video. This.
Yeah. I'm like Biggie Smalls.
You're just sat there, you know, talking about how you're going to have to get your crotch.
I'm
like
notorious DOM.
And what were you boozing on?
Red wine, because I don't like red wine, but there was this Malaysian restaurant we found down the road. Because Shannon. Shannon.
What do you mean you found it?
Came, no, because one of those, you know, around Manchester, if you find like a tiny, unassuming shop, you kind of go in and you go, this is going to be a bit bad.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bit like near Houston, that's a place called the Roti King.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it, but it's near Houston. It's a new restaurant near Houston.
Yeah.
Very unassuming, never seen it before, and Shannon came back. This was actually, this was actually after I'd been like 4 times in 4 days. And Shannon came in, she was like, I'll take you out for...
Got no money.
I'll take... No, because every time I went with a different friend that paid for me. Ah!
You're bad.
They offered! It's so delicious, Joe. It's this place. I'm going to plumb it. I don't know if anyone will go.
Plumb it.
Oh, fuck. It's called Hongji Dim Sum.
Hongji Dim Sum.
Hongji Dim Sum.
Oh, you said it was Malaysian?
No, it's Thai and Chinese Dim Sum.
Hongji.
Hongji Dim Sum. Oh, it's this fusion of Thai and Chinese Dim Sum. They do lamb shank masamam curry.
Oh, that does sound good.
It's the fucking, one of the best fucking things I've ever had
really?
In my life.
Expensive? That's what you know.
16 quid. This massive lamb
shank.
Where
does this red wine come into it?
Because she was like, can you get some red wine? Let's go. Gita told her not to drink with me because I'm not supposed to be drinking, but I did anyway. But it was bring your booze. So I went out and got some red wine for her, but she was already fucked on ketamine. She was like, so she came into the restaurant like, oh, this place is wonderful. It's tiny like this.
Can you eat on stuff like that?
What? I guess so. Well, she bought it for me, but she didn't eat a lot. She didn't like dim sum. But she ate some of the dim sum and said it was fantastic. It's got like 120 reviews. 5-star. Everyone's 5-star.
Why don't you give one now, a bit of
done
a
it.
Shit one?
Done it.
Why don't, five why star. Don't we rank it now, Ethan, give it a bit of a shitter?
Oh, yeah, they were daring me to kiss her because she's an escort. I said, no, I don't know where your mouth's been. And with that, she took so much offence that she went off the wall. So I essentially had to kiss her. Then escort Gita got jealous. So I had to kiss my friend that I've never kissed before in my life.
Swings around about sitting with you.
Yeah.
Paid for meals, red wine coming out of everywhere, and just kissing two girls on one night.
Yeah, and then I went to that Thai restaurant again, and my friend Jeremy came down the road on his bike. And because I've not been around very attractive people for a while, he comes down with this mustache, with this wife beater on. And he's a star, he's in movies. I have not seen him in a while. And he's just this unbelievable, beautiful man.
Jeremy what? Do we know him?
No, I can't tell you.
Of course you can tell us if you know a famous superstar.
He's in movies. He's not a famous superstar.
What's he in movies? What does he do?
He produces Mark Lamode's podcast as well on the side.
Mark Lamode?
Yeah, Mark Kermode.
Mark Kermode?
Yeah.
Mark so he's a really good looking,
yeah,
sexy
he's beautiful man. He's also,
wow.
He's also lovely as well.
Oh, that's nice. And yeah, he was wearing just a vest, wasn't he?
One of the most sexy men I've ever seen on this fucking bike going down.
Well, it's good to have you back. Have you missed us? So let me the record dates you've missed.
Yeah.
You know, where you've made up your illnesses or not. Have you sat there like going, oh, I really wish I was there with my good friends?
Good friends?
Don't fucking start.
No texts. No phone calls.
I've texted John.
Yeah, and I've called.
He was actually really lovely to me when I said I was ill. Not a peep out of you. He was like,
"Do you know what you did, Edin?
Hope you get better soon."
He didn't mean it.
Yeah, he did.
I called you once, and you said you don't like phone calls. I've never called you again.
No, but let's get it back on. Let's get back going.
Let's get it back going. Right, what are we up to this weekend? I have been to London Wingfest. Wingfest.
Could have been to that restaurant.
50 traders, 8 stages, 1 goal. To eat as many wings as possible.
How much did it cost to get in?
I forgot the joy. It was free. We're sponsored by Wingfest.co.uk. The joys of Wingfest. London Stadium, where West Ham play. Do you know it?
No.
Hackney way, sort of. It's where they built the ABBA Voyage stage.
ABBA?
ABBA. The Voyage stage.
It's still there?
The Voyage stage. Is it still there? The purposely built theatre. Yes.
No idea
just
what
knock
it, is.
It down after ABBA Voyage.
What is that?
Where they've sort of created holograms of ABBA.
Have they done that?
Technology.
Holograms?
Are you mad?
No.
It's a very famous thing.
So you're saying that people could be walking around as holograms now?
No, I'm saying that if you go and spend, I think it's like 100 quid a ticket, you can see ABBA have got together and created a show in which they're younger them, so old them have performed on a stage and using holograms and AI and stuff, they've transformed themselves into younger them.
Right.
And then you can watch that every night and they don't have to be anywhere near you.
Can I posit a different experience? You could do that at home on YouTube.
It's not the same, is it, being in a live theatre with other people singing and dancing?
Well, you got your toilet there.
You don't have snacks. Holding your piss at this place, by the way.
Snacks doesn't cost you £100. You can watch it as many times as you want, and you're from your bed.
Well, do it then.
No, but
it's incredibly successful. They sold 1 million tickets, I believe.
Well, you know, the flat earth theory is very successful.
Has it sold 1 million tickets?
I'm sorry, I'm still being an arsehole.
This is Abba Voyage. Anyway, it's near there.
Yeah.
Wingmans were great this year. They always blow it out of the park. I had so many wings on the weekend.
It was a really good one when I went last year. Was it last year?
Yeah, it's coming up to a year in September. I had in total 40 wings on Friday, 30 on Saturday, and then I toned it down a bit to a 20 on 20 on Sunday.
How were your systems and your intestines?
Systems are great.
In your intestines?
Really good.
Really?
Oh, I should have brought in this marple buffalo sauce that I've got, which is a delight. We did a thing called Grill or No Grill.
Okay.
Which is Deal or No Deal.
Brilliant.
But with barbecue prizes.
Oh, okay.
The guy running it sets up 10 different prizes. And like Deal or No Deal, the first one's always a bit shit, like the 1p, and it leads all the way to the 100 grand.
Do you have to guess if chicken's been grilled or not grilled?
Sadly not. You've got 10 boxes in front of you. You pick one box that you'd like to keep forever. Then you've got to start eliminating boxes.
What's the top prize?
A £2,000 barbecue.
Ooh,
pretty good.
Wow.
So it gets to the point. I'll tell you how it went. First night, lad came up. He got so excited that he was chosen. We pick it at random. He threw his bucket hat onto the stage, the roof. So that's gone. He whittled it down to the barbecue and a £100 cooler. He decided at the last minute, because you get given a swap or no swap with one box that's left in his box.
I remember.
He decided to swap.
Oh,
his mate was on his knees begging him,
no.
Do not swap, do not swap. The barbecue was in the box he swapped.
No!
The next day, a lady called Jane, I think, stepped up. She went all the way to the final. Would you believe this? The barbecue is still there and some sauce.
Oh dear.
She stuck. She won the sauce. And then, let me tell you this. And then the last day, this little kid who had the entire of Wingfest like backing him, got all the way down to one blue, which was a hat, and three of the top red prizes. Pizza oven, a cooler worth 200 quid, and the £2,000.
He didn't
at
lose.
This moment the roof is going off. He won the hat. Oh my god, it was the worst. Because you've got to try and keep the crowd going.
What happened
the
to...
energy up. And I'm like, come on, who wants it? And then I see the fucking pizza and I go, oh, this is not good. And then I see the £200 barbecue and he started his little lip going.
How old was he? How old was
he? He was about 10.
Oh.
And it really ruined the mood.
What happened to the oven, most importantly?
What oven?
The barbecue.
No one won it.
Well, where's it gone?
It just stays at the shop. What?
Oh, he hadn't bought it.
No, the guy who runs it owns a barbecue shop. So if you win that, he'll just give you part of his stock.
Good for him, isn't it?
I fell in love again with Hot Honey.
Hot Honey's great.
Oh, she comes every year.
I missed out.
I'm sorry,
I missed out on Domino's hot honey pizza.
Huh?
Didn't get it in time.
There was a time on it.
Yeah, gone.
Just sad. Buy some. This isn't a sponsor, but JD's hot honey. Oh my god,
what's that? Is that Daniel's hot honey?
No, I don't know why they get the JD from, but it's delicious. And all around, just had a brilliant time. So Manchester Wingfest, it is the 19th, 20th, and 21st September. You're going to be there. Do you fancy DJing this time?
No.
Come on. Right, okay.
How much?
I'll give you 100 quid if you satisfy this question. Three songs that you'd play to bring the house down at Wingfest.
The house down? So yeah. We're talking about boozers? We're talking about midday?
We're talking about Victoria Baths again, where you were last time.
Yep.
Three songs that would set the world alight.
Lightning in a Bottle.
By who?
Da da dee dee, lightning in a bottle, dee 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 dee, dee 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 d
Google that, Ethan. I don't quite
know. I think I know the song.
It's a good one.
Lightning in a Bottle.
It's a happy song. Baby, you're the lightning in my bottle.
Like by the Police or something?
No.
Song two?
Bring the House Down. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. We never thought we'd have it like this. Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious B.I.G. It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah.
And three.
Michael Jackson Earth Song.
Great. Yeah. I'm keeping those for quid. If you had to play one of your funny old classical songs to bring the house down.
Bring the house down.
Right. So this is you. You're on a stage. All you can play is a classical tune.
Shit.
Which one are you playing?
It's hard. Because classical music, it goes from decent listening to you have to really listen to it about 1,000 times before your ears are tuned to it. But I like those 1,000 times to get your ears tuned to, because those are the most exciting pieces. So late Russian stuff like Scriabin, Song of Ecstasy, is just like, shit, he thought he was God. That'd bring the
house
down.
Late Russian? What do you mean late Russian?
So there's early Russian like... Tchaikovsky.
Who decided when to start?
What do you mean?
So why is this early and why is that late?
We can only call it early and late from retrospect. So late Russians weren't
so
going,
what,
this is late Russian.
If you make music now, are you extra late?
No, you're probably mid-century.
You're beyond forgiveness.
In 100 years.
You're beyond forgiveness now. You're so late, I forgot who you are.
Well, you think all the pop music today was actually just working class pop songs from 150
what
years ago.
What about the people in the middle?
What do you mean?
I'll come back to that crazy statement in a sec. What about the Russians who created music bang in the middle? What are they called?
Romanov. Romantic composers.
What a geezer. What are they called?
Romantic composers.
So he's not got a title like early Russian, late Russian. He's just a...
Well, they're romantic. Yeah. Because it's the style changes over time, so you can kind of see how the style's changing over time. Like we've gone from 80s music to 2010 music. You can see how the style changes over time. Through technology, etc., etc.
Right.
Same with the orchestra.
So you think 150 years ago they were singing pop songs that we'd sing like?
No, what I'm saying
is, Dua Lipa's
"One
Kiss."
This new phenomena of songs in popular culture, pop music, is a new phenomena.
What are you talking
100
about?
150 years ago, the popular music of the elites was music that was done in the theatres.
Pop music is sort of been around for time.
The pop music was like. Like folk songs in the pub and Irish music and stuff music but they'd be in the pubs. They wouldn't be worldwide sensations. They'd be like songs getting pissed on a Friday in a pub.
But they wouldn't be worldwide sensations because it would be difficult to show it off worldwide.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm not making an argument whether it's good or not. I'm saying that's how it's transpired over time. This pop music sensation is a new thing.
Do you like any pop music?
Every now and again, I loved the 1975 when it came out because I was like, this is kind of nice music. I like this.
No. Well, that's all good. Well, week first. if you want to play it, you didn't answer my question. What song am I playing? A classical song?
Tarangalila by Messiaen.
Are you good? How long is it?
Probably about 2 hours.
It does the job. It does the job.
There's a movement called Joy to the Blood of the Stars, which is quite good. Nice. And he could hear music as... He could see music as colour.
How long's that?
What do you mean?
Again, how long is it? Like, length?
What?
The song.
The movement.
Right.
The whole thing's called Tarangalila. One of the movements is called Joy to the Blood of the Stars.
So that's a movement. That's not a song.
No, there's like 10 movements.
10?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's like an album.
Ethan, what have you been up to, mate? Is it any more fucking crazy than what Dom's...
I'm answering your questions!
You didn't answer my question. I said, give me a song. You went, oh, here's a movement. I don't want a movement. I want a song. One that's not 2 hours
long. In classical music, there'd be a song. It would be like, I don't know.
I would have gone for the...
It's not a song.
What do you mean it's not a song?
It's a symphony, and that's the first movement of the Fifth Symphony.
But it's a tune, though, isn't it?
It's not a song.
If I went on Spotify, would it be by itself?
No, it'd be part of a symphony. The Fifth Symphony.
Fucking hell, he's grovel them all. What were you up to, Ethan?
Well, to build on Dom's classical music comments, I've been listening to BBC Radio 3 after work now.
To chill out?
months.
You.
I'm not on it. I have to work.
But aren't you the head of BBC Radio?
No.
Oh.
I listen to McGrath in the morning because he could get you going a bit. But after work, when I'm all a bit like all flustered and need to calm down, I put BBC Radio 3 on. And one element that I've been really enjoying is some of the names of the different composers and the different people who are playing instruments and stuff that pop up. And so much so that I listened to another podcast called the Football Clichés Podcast, and they really enjoy a segment called Football Players' Names and Things. So some of the composers and stuff on Radio 3, so for example, the other day, I sent in one where it was like, and this song comes from the composer Moussa Dembélé. And it's like, I really enjoy that.
Really? Have you heard Moussa Dembélé's work?
No, it's not a composer.
Is it not?
Or if he plays an instrument or something.
Excuse me, if he's listening to Radio 3, he knows what he's fucking talking about.
No, he doesn't, because I've never heard of that composer before. It doesn't
you
exist.
You think you've heard of all composers?
No, but I know the main ones.
That might be a main one. It might be an up-and-coming one.
Maybe.
For me, so fucking...
Have you heard of... There was one that said the other day that was like, and that was directed by Nicholas Jackson. And I was like, I really enjoyed that.
See, he's a Chelsea player.
Oh, no, see, I don't know that. I don't know that.
But he's also a composer.
Is he?
That's what you just said.
Same name. So that's kind of the enjoyment that I've been getting from BBC Radio 3.
What are you not getting here?
I don't understand what's going on.
Ethan is listening to Radio 3, and some of the composers have the same name as modern footballers.
Ah, right. So who does Rachmaninoff play for? Quarterback, front field of the Manchester Riders.
Newcastle, aren't you?
No, Stevenage.
No, Stevenage.
But apart from that, I've went to a food festival.
Yes. Food festival.
Sorry I couldn't come to that. I got your texts and calls, but I was too busy.
Yeah. So this, where was this?
Well, it was at Heaton Park. And I think I've started calling her by her real name, Chloe, not Toby Carvery. She got me a ticket to go to this at Heaton Park. And when I went there, I walked through and wow, behold, many different food places, sauces, cheeses, desserts, and then from all around the world.
Yeah.
So it's very easy at this point when you walk through the door. Oh, I'll try this sauce. It costs £8 a bottle. Are you going to buy it? Are you going to cave in because you've tried a bit and you went, oh, I'll have a little bit of that, and now you feel cheeky and you have to buy something? Well, very early on, I put my foot down. And I surpassed the temptation to buy the sauce, and I went, I can keep up this awkwardness. So, by God, how much free cheese samples I had.
Oh, man. So did you have, like, a figure in your head of how much you'd like to spend that day?
Yeah, I was thinking I'd probably spend, like, maybe, like, 20 quid on maybe something to eat there, maybe something to take home kind of thing. I ended up filling up my stomach on cheese samples.
What did Chloe think of that?
She just thought, what a man.
What a cheapskate.
What a man. So did you spend your 20 quid on her?
I didn't spend 20 quid. I bought one beer when I was there, and that was me sorted.
So she bought you a ticket to go and enjoy the food festival.
Yeah.
You went, had free cheese like a rat, and then had one beer.
I had one beer because I was driving, but it was lovely, lovely beer. I sat down on a, it was like a hammock type thing. What do you call them? A sun
hammock.
Lounger. Sorry, yeah. And,
hammock, yeah.
And it was in front of the music stage. So I just sat there, got a little bit burnt.
Music on, did they? Who did they have on?
They had, no one you've heard of.
Yeah.
Musa Dembélé.
Musa Dembélé, yeah. I can't remember what they called, but there was a jazz band who were brilliant.
What?
And then there was two blokes who were belting out pop songs with their guitars. It was lovely. It was a really nice little experience. And it was the second time I've ever been to Heaton Park.
Yeah.
So, Eaton Park.
More like Free Sample Park. what was your favourite cheese?
Well, that's a great question. There was one that was a curry, a Chinese curry style treat. No, chip chop. Nice. Chip chop curry.
Oh, I'm up for that.
Yeah, that was belting. There was a mango chutney style cheese. Oof. There was some cheeses that would blow your head off. They were so spicy.
Really? Spicy cheeses?
Spicy cheese. But the thing was, you think there's just one cheese shop. There's about 7 or 8 cheese shops who are all competing with each other.
Was it just a cheese festival this year?
Well, the first bit was, so you go to there, oh, I'll try your cheese. Oh, I'll try your cheese. After that, you've tried about 30 cheeses.
Did they have a crackers bit just to balance things out?
I didn't have any. It was just all cheese. And since I'm...
What are you saying about this?
I get bloated.
He's just telling a story.
I get bloated, so it fills me up because of lactose intolerance.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God, he's lactose intolerant.
The only thing there that was against you, you went for immediately.
Yeah, well, that's what filled me up, the gas.
Are you... Because I don't think we've checked in recently on... Ethan's eating. Are you eating all right?
I made a chorizo pasta and stuff for today that I took into work. I had it last night, I had some today, and I've got some for later. But I've been to the toilet, I think, 8 times today.
Yeah, chorizo can do you in, I think.
For a...
Now we're in a position where I don't know if I should continue eating the...
For a poo.
Yeah.
I think chorizo's... It'll get you. It will get you.
I didn't know.
Are you
this.
Normally like this with pasta? No.
No, I think it's the chorizo element definitely. Of the pasta.
But how much chorizo did you put in?
Well,
not too much.
It was a big bacon tray. Half a sausage.
I don't play with chorizo here. Chorizo sound in it. It's just a cured.
It gets
bit
me. It's a bit spicy though, and oily, a bit fatty. It'll get you. It'll get you.
Do you think?
It gets me. I think. Gives me heartburn for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's 100% heartburn scale.
Did you put anything else in the sauce?
I had.
He put the cheese.
It was like a tomato chili sauce and I chopped up some cherry tomatoes, bit of onion, bit of pepper, bit of cheese, but it was the chorizo. I just think.
How much cheese is in there?
Not as much as you think.
Well, I'm thinking a lot.
What point did you put the onion in?
I
the onion going in half. He's got chunks of raw onion in it.
I don't think this bad of you, Ethan. But as you describing the ingredients, I just imagine you with a Tupperware box of individual whole items, like an onion.
The onion's going in first, is it?
Well, no.
The onion's got to go in first.
You misjudge me. So what I do is I get all the veg, and so I put the chorizo in the pan and I simmer it for a couple of minutes to get it crispy.
Great.
And then all the fatty oil spills all over the
great.
Pan.
Good technique.
And then I put the veg in and cook it in there. And then I put it in the baking tray, put it in the oven.
Yeah, it's giving me heartburn even thinking about this chorizo.
I think you'll be all right, but 8 times is worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's startling. I think I've lost weight.
You would have 8 times.
You would have. You saw that Newcastle.
You would have 8 times. Have you seen my bobblehead?
Do you just regurgitate things that you talk about on your main show on this show?
Yeah.
Who made your bobblehead?
We got it from a company.
Can I have one?
So the idea of this bobblehead is that I'm going to give it to listeners to take on holiday.
Oh, that's nice.
We have had meetings of what if some people smuggle stuff up his arse.
You've had meetings about that?
Yeah. Genuinely. You have to think about all these things. If that's all they need in the press. Is really my head like some sort of wanted
picture? I forget it's your likeness.
Hold on, you started slagging off its likeness.
It's your likeness apart from...
Let's go through it then. Talk to me about the socks and sandals. Do you think...
No, I'm not talking about the attire. I'm talking about maybe...
Talk to me about the length of my arms.
Your arms are fine.
My knobbly knees, then, do you think they're out of proportion?
No, not at all.
What is then?
The build of you. You're broad, as they say. Big boned.
So what would you want to have, a beer belly?
Yeah.
What about the hair? Would you want it to
gone,
have a cap on?
Gone. A huge hair that you can take on and off, like a Lego hair.
It's got my blue eyes, though, hasn't it?
I don't care about the eyes.
What?
Do you know my eyes are rare? Green eyes are 2% of the people in the world.
I don't believe it.
Google it.
Who's doing a count?
That's a good point. I don't
know. Do you have to put your eye colour in when you go to the doctors?
But yeah, I think... No.
Because birth, you don't know yet, do they? It doesn't.
Oh, it changes.
It doesn't appear till 6 months in,
I don't know.
Can I ask about the bobblehead?
Yeah.
I heard a segment on the radio today, later on, where they were playing a replay from your show, where I didn't really understand it, where the people who rang up who I think potentially wanted to take this bobblehead on their holidays with them had to sing along to Cotton Eye Joe, but change the lyrics to...
Bobblehead Joe.
Bobblehead Joe, but none of them could sing it correctly. They were singing Cotton... What was singing? Bobble Eye Joe.
Bobble Eye Joe. They let me down.
It's also just like a version of Butlin.
Carol's taking it to Cyprus. Pete's taking it to Lanzarote. Okay. And Ken's taking it to Miami.
Miami's good. Miami's good.
You've never been to these other places.
I don't care.
Actually, you've never been to Miami.
I've been to Lanzarote, actually. I'll have you know.
You're one of those people who gives it woe is me, and then when we really grill into it, you've travelled. I remember you sat on this podcast, looked us all in the eye, and once said, you've never been on holiday. And it's like, when did you go to Lanzarote?
Yeah, about 3 years ago.
Who with?
On Escogita's cruise.
Sorry, the music Joe did then was more of the Paranormal Activity music than feeling sad.
It's the sad song.
Is that not like Paranormal?
Yes, it was Paranormal, that cruise.
That was a sad song.
It was Paranormal, that cruise, yeah.
So you've been on holiday?
I wouldn't call them enjoyable holidays.
No. That's not the question, is it? You lied to us.
I didn't lie to you. No, I didn't.
You did.
No,
you
because
did.
Of the
you
time.
Did. You did. You did. At the time.
I've told you I've been on a cruise.
And that was a holiday.
I was a tag along on a cruise.
So what do you call it?
I call it fucking torture because I was on a cruise with Escogita for 10 days while she was threatening to throw herself off the side, smoking cigarettes without filters out of a big box she carried around with her all day long and shouting at pensioners who had scones who sat next to us because they weren't the other seats on the cruise. She was ordering brownies at 3 o'clock in the morning because she was so out of her head.
On a cruise?
Yeah, we could get food at whatever time to our room. That was fantastic.
Do you recommend cruises?
No. Yes, but no, not at all.
So why did you slag off Lanzarote?
Because it's just like it's just a volcanic shithole, isn't it? You walk around, it's just the ground's just ash.
Is it Spanish?
I believe so. Canary Islands.
Yeah.
Oh, where would you go?
What?
Where would you go? Is it cheap and cheerful or something?
What about Miami? Have you been there?
No, I haven't been to Miami.
Think you'd do well in America.
You know what? Every time Joe goes to America, or you, I'm really envious because I really want to go. Because I look at all those barbecues on America, and I'd love to go. The flights are way too expensive, though, and I'd probably get shot, wouldn't I?
Apparently, we've got a new good barbecue spot in Manchester called Beef. Have you heard of it?
No.
See, you can live your dreams by just going to Beef.
Yeah, but I want to be around Americans. Will they like me? Will they love me?
What is your... How many Americans have you met in the past?
One.
Oh, this is one of those lies. And then you tell me you went on a school trip with half a dozen of them. You've only met one American in your life.
One American, one Canadian.
In your world of production and TV and films, one American.
What do you mean met? Ethan, come across.
Ethan, do you want to help me out here? What do you mean met?
Come across them. Has maybe had a word, said hi to them.
Have you met them?
Well, because the advert I've just done, it was American crew. I haven't met
you've
them.
You've met them? Yes, you have met them.
Because they were just there.
Did you say hello?
Yeah.
I'd say I've met... What degree in your head does meeting someone mean?
Knowing them.
If someone came in now, said hello, introduced themselves, sat in the corner for half an hour and left, have you met that person?
I don't know. It was too brief. I've come across them.
What do you think about that?
I've brushed by them.
Ethan.
I'd say you've met them, Joe. Yeah, but
Joe.
Yeah,
Joe.
He's Dom.
I was talking to you, Joe.
What about why have you met Dom?
Well,
I'm
Dom. Yeah, I'd say I've met.
He's come across you. We won't talk about that. So what is your ratio like with Americans? Do they like you?
The one I knew was gay, and a theatre guy. And he wasn't very good in Richard III when I was Richard III. And that's all I know about him. I don't know if he liked me or not.
What did the detail of the description mean? Why don't you just say yes or no?
Because I'm recalling it.
I'm recalling the memory. Did this guy get on with you? And you told me lots about him, but didn't tell me yes or no.
Because I'm recalling it.
Why was he so bad in Richard III?
Because he was American.
Did he not even change the voice?
No. So it was like, oh, I can smile and murder while I smile. Oh, my Lord! Oh, God, we gotta get out of this place!
Wow. That's crazy.
Oh, Richard, oh, no! My, in sooth, shall we dine tonight? Oh, my God, let's get some barbecue!
It must have added something to it, though, I think.
Maybe.
Little va-va-voom.
It wasn't va-va-voom. It was va-va-boo.
Would you take this on holiday with you, the bobblehead, Ethan, if you go away?
No, I feel like Stephen suggested this to me today. Stephen tries. He said
who?
That you might put a camera in it or something. Like, maybe if I'm showering or something, or if it's remote control. I could just see you bobble along, control it, so you can, like, keep an eye on us and record me showering or
I
something.
Probably would. I think it's weirder that you'd take a bobblehead of me in the shower.
No, but
No, Ethan.
I said,
I don't want to give you this bobblehead because you're going to bring it with me in the bathroom.
I think it's some kind of Black Mirror shit. I can see you like controlling it, getting up in the night where you can like control it, and it can waddle up and it can like kill me or record me doing private things, and you use it as blackmail or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Short memory. So
do you know? I'm actually going on holiday soon.
Wow, only your second one in your life. That's
do you know great. How I talked about Mr. Warrior earlier on in the year?
I don't want to talk about him because you kept leading us down.
I did, but I also
path.
Talked about Judith.
Who's that?
The one with the manor in Helmsley.
Oh, yeah, you had a thing with her.
She's offered to buy me a ticket there.
To where?
To her house. So I'm going in 2 weeks' time.
Brilliant.
Can I take the bobblehead there?
Yes. You fucking can.
And it'll record everything.
I'll make sure the cameras are rolling. You're going to have a great time.
Also, Joe, I wanted to talk about the Tour de France clip that you were... Tour de France. Because we did a clip and you were calling out the viewing figures, weren't you, McGrath?
Yeah.
The viewing figures.
For the Tour de France.
Was it big?
3.5 billion people watch it.
Billion?
Yeah, but I think we were stupid. Because someone said it's a collection of the viewers across the entire race. So we had a lot of bikers coming for us.
Oh, there weren't 3.5 billion people sat down watching one race.
No, there might have been 350 million.
Half the population
million.
Of the world.
There might have been 350 million who over 10 days watched it. Right, on Friday, we do Dom's Diary. We get catch up to date with what he's been up to, which has been 4 weeks of great stories.
Do you want a poem?
I'll have a little poem before we go.
Because this is... Someone's been asking for this poem for quite a while, actually. And I've kind of been leading him on. It's the man, I can't remember your name, sorry, but you've been wanting Big Greased Boy for quite a while now. Big Greased Boy, deceased, if keep acting obese. Chips in bed, dead. Your ankles are swollen and red. Your stool, a pool. A veritable exit liquid of water. Don't you one day want a son or daughter?
Brilliant. Right, everyone, we'll see you on Friday. That's been a Sloppy Joe's. Bye. Come to Wingfest, wingfest.co.uk. Bye. Wave Ethan.
Oh, yeah, we'll see you again. Ta-ra.